You know, you go to the doctor and they say you got cancer and got a few months to live, it's going to have an effect on you. I thought about some of these. Shelley Hudson, I consider her relatively young. She's probably about my age, maybe a little bit older. But the doctor said a miracle. My understanding is it's just going to take God or there's no hope. Now, that will shake you. But God's still God. He hasn't changed. He's not affected by that. You may look up Romans chapter 8. I'm going to get off on Brother Barney's scripture tonight. Go a little direction here in this service. Appreciate you coming. Good to have you out tonight in the service. And appreciate you being here. Got several missing, but we're glad you're here. Amen. Thank the Lord for what he's doing in our midst. And I'm going to praise him for what he's going to do. You say, preacher, you keep saying that. And I keep hearing that. Well, I'm going to keep saying it. And he's going to keep hearing it. And when he manifests himself, I'm going to shout the victory. Anybody want to shout with me? Well, I ain't got nothing to shout about. Well, if I know Jesus, I've got something to shout about. Praise God. If you would stand with us, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. But Scripture says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And we'll drop down to verse 31. What shall we say? Say then to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? Let's pray. Father, tonight, thank you for this service. Every soul that's come here tonight, Lord, we praise you. Lord, strengthen those not able to be here. Lord, touch lives. Give those strength that are battling spiritual powers of darkness tonight in their homes, in their minds, in their lives. Give them strength, Lord, we pray. Lord, we're here tonight. We just ask you to lift us up as we lift your name above all names. Lord, touch our lives here tonight as we praise you tonight. Preach your word, and we'll thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm focusing tonight on simply this. He is working for us. He's working for us. Somebody might realize that maybe he's not working. We may look around as we talked about Peter last week. The waves might be high, may look like he's not working for us. But according to the word of God, I believe he's working for us. Praise God. Now you say, well, he's already done everything he has to do. Sure he has. He's paid the price. The price has been paid for my salvation, for my victory. But I am believing tonight, and I believe tonight with my whole heart that there are times in our life that we need him to move in our midst. And praise God, how many is glad for the moving of God in your life? Glory to God. You say, preacher, I don't know. Things get tough. As Sister Heather said, God doesn't change. Let's look back now into 1 Samuel. As the scripture we read in Romans, as Paul said, all things work together for the good to them that are called according to his purpose. How many loves him? So that means he's working for us. And even when we did not love him, Brother DeVoe sung the song, even then, God still was working for us. So I just want to encourage us tonight. We preached a lot about a worship last weekend. And I just want to encourage us tonight to realize that when we do what God says, we can be assured and confident that he is working for us. Praise God. I know there's times in life, battles that happen, that we don't think God's there. It seems like he's not there, but I'm telling you tonight, he is working for us. How many is glad for that tonight? 1 Samuel chapter 14. I won't take a lot of time to read there, but we find that Jonathan was coming up in the battle against the Philistines. Anybody ever felt like you've come up against a garrison of the Philistines? I tell you, it's felt like times that they've just surrounded us and encompassed around about us and feels like that there's no hope. But I tell you what, God is working for us. Now, we're not battling against the physical battles of a sword and a a man or someone coming against us. We're battling against spiritual battles tonight. Praise God. But Jonathan said in verse 6, he said unto the young man that bare his armor, come, let us go over unto the garrison of the uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. Praise be unto God. That lets me know it does not matter. Amen. The odds that we might be up against. Sister Ann, it does not matter what the doctors say. They always like to give a percentage of your chance to make it. How many has ever heard that? Now, I'm very fortunate. I've never had anybody tell me a percentage of my life to live. And if it comes to the point sometime that they might say you've got a 40% chance or a 30% chance, and how many can say I've got a 100% chance? Praise God, because even it doesn't matter. God's not governed or restrained, whether it be many or be few. I said to my dad, 30-something percent of his heart was working. He said, if you don't have his colon cancer surgery, that your colon, the cancer, is going to get you. Dad said, well, I'm either going to, it's going to be my heart or it's going to be my cancer. It's in my body. So Dad said, I want it out of there. So 30% chance, or I don't know exactly how the doctors figured this, but anyway, they said 30% of your heart. I know I'd like to have more than that working. How about you? And as I said that to him, and he goes through that surgery and everything, how God worked in his life, how many can say you're glad to know that my God's 100% on our side? He is working for me. Praise God. It doesn't matter what's around me. It doesn't matter how discouraged I might be. He is working for me. Praise God. Jonathan said to the armor bearer, I just like that. I look at that and just think, my Lord, I can just see old Jonathan looking over and said, you know, buddy, just might be that God will work for us today. Could I look over at you tonight and say it just might be, it very possibly could be that God will work for you tonight? Praise God. You know what he can do? He can answer a prayer for you right here around these altars at your seat when you agree and you believe. He can work for you just that quick. Oh, God doesn't work quick anymore. I'll tell you what he does. In the twinkling of an eye, he's going to come back for us. The Lord said, Father said, I'll send the Son in the twinkling of an eye. He'll come back. And we, listen, church, we're serving a God that can do everything in this world except one thing. He can never fail you. How many knows God doesn't fail? And sometimes we feel like that the world has come around us. Sometimes we feel like God has not answered our prayers. But I want to encourage you tonight that my God still is working. You say, preacher, how can you say that without a surety? I can say it because of what the Word of God says. Romans said, all things work together. How many can say things are working for me? Praise God. Somebody say tonight that things are working for me and my family. Hallelujah. He said, my God's not restrained, whether it be many or whether it be few. In other words, it doesn't matter the tactics. It doesn't matter the... Glory. It doesn't matter the plan that the devil might get up to try to destroy your home, try to come against your family. It doesn't matter how many deceiving lies he twists in your mind and in your home. It does not matter what a great grip that he's got on things. My God's not restrained, whether it be a mighty army of Philistines or whether it be a small army of garrison of Philistines. He's not restrained by those things. He is working for us tonight while we stand here. While I stand here, Sister Tyner, whether I be coughing or whether I be preaching, he's working for me. You take off tonight, amen, whether you're excited about Jesus or whether you're just a little bit down, he's still working for you. Amen. You might have an ought against somebody. You might find yourself discouraged and distressed and upset. But I'm here to tell you right now, it doesn't matter what comes against you. My God is still working for you. Jonathan said, the young man that bears his armor, come, let us go under the garrison of the sun. So it may be that the Lord will work for us. Amen. You want to read, and we'll look in a little bit deeper here. I can tell you what happened. The Lord did work for them. Praise God. Can somebody say tonight, he's working for me? There was one drop of blood shed, Sister Mildred, and it was for me. If it was just me, he would have still gave his life. If it was just you, he would have still gave his life. Hallelujah. Praise God. The armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Armor bearer said, okay, let's have it, Jonathan. I'm with you. Praise God. I believe an armor bearer can have some representation of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We can find, amen, the Holy Spirit will not leave us. How many knows the Holy Ghost is with us? How many knows the Holy Ghost is our comforter? How many knows the Holy Ghost is our teacher? How many knows the Holy Ghost empowers us with power to tread on serpents? Glory! How many knows that, praise God, the Holy Ghost is working for us tonight? Glory to God. I'm so thankful, aren't you? Verse 11 says, and both of them discovered themselves under the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they have hidden themselves. Amen. How many can say it's time we come out of the holes? How many can say it's time we step up and say, God, I'm one of them. I'm one of yours. Amen. I want to be what you want me to be. Praise God. It's time we come out of that hole that the darkness that the devil's got us in and realize that we've got God working for us. Anybody with me tonight? He's working. You can't go on how you feel. Pentecostals are so deceived by their feelings. And I tell you what, if there's anybody feels anything, I feel like I feel my share at times. I'm not critical of feeling God. How many knows that? But I am critical of us going on feelings, and when we don't feel like it, we're down, we're out, we're discouraged, we're down, we're blue, we don't feel God. Listen, I'm not walking on feelings. The Word said walk by faith. How many's walking by faith? Hallelujah. I like that scripture. He's not restrained, whether it be by many or whether it be by few. Praise God. You get up tomorrow. You walk out of this church. You come down this altar and you say you realize one thing. It doesn't matter what comes your way. My God's not got no restraints on him. He can do, praise God, as the Word says, exceedingly abundantly above all that we should think or ask. You know, we need some preaching. I understand about the difference in heaven and hell and the walk of God that needs to be going on, and there needs to be sin separation. I know we need that kind of preaching. But I tell you what we also need to do. We need to understand that God's on our side. Until I can be convinced that who he is who he says he is, then how can I be convinced enough to let somebody know? Because I tell you what I can do. I can go up to somebody and I can tell them with a surety. I've had family members. Now you say, preacher, it's easy to talk about your family. Well, I witnessed it, didn't I? I've seen it, haven't I? No, I've been so blessed. I've not had a lot of physical problems in my life, but I sure have seen the hand of God move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many is glad to say that I've seen the hand of God move? Praise the Lord. Praise God. We've had folks around here that God has healed and touched. Amen. Different ones who dealt with cancer. God's brought them through. Amen. I've heard Brother Rickens talk about how God healed him. Amen. In the hospital. I'm telling you, church, God is not restrained by what's wrong with us. He's not affected by what's wrong with us. Cancer doesn't scare him. It scared me to death, doesn't it, you? If we listen to that, it can be depressing, be discouraged. But praise God, God is working for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think of these young people and the things they face in life. I tell you, I'm amazed at what they are faced with. And then I really get amazed when I hear the things that goes on in this world. Unbelievable. How a mind and how a life could be so demonic controlled and such perversion and ungodly things be taking place in a human being. It's unbelievable. But in spite of all of that, of what's going on with the creation that the Creator created, in spite of all that, He is still working for you and I. He's still, Sister Unifay, wooing those that are in this world because He loves them. Even when they take His name in vain, even when they come against Him and try to belittle the deity of Christ, He still died for them. And folks, we can find ourselves and we can see and hear reports of some of the most perverse things we've ever, that my mind can't imagine. I don't know how a mind can be so deceived and twisted. But church, I'll tell you what can happen. My God has died, He sent His only begotten Son that they might have life. And God is still working for them. He said, Jonathan here. And to them, He said, the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and said in verse 12 to his armor bearer and said, come up to us. And we'll show you the thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, come up after me. And the Lord, for the Lord hath delivered them into the hand of Israel. Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after them. How many could say that my God will deliver? Jonathan said, just might be the Lord at work. How many can say, just might be, may be the Lord at work for me? How many can say He's working right now? All things are working for the together, for the good. And I say all things, I believe there's no interpretation needed there. It means exactly what it says. Everything that happens, good or bad, praise God. The Word said this morning we're going to have to be instant, in season, out of season. And folks, I tell you right now, it's not the season to be a preacher. It's not the season to be a believer. It's not the season to be talking about Jesus. But praise God, if we will continue to walk and work in those directions, He will be working for us. If we, the Word says if we'll draw nigh unto Him, He'll draw nigh unto us. So we're going to have to get our direction going towards God. When we have our direction going towards God, there's nothing. What can we say about these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Glory! Praise God. Well, how many can say thanks be unto God who causes, always causes us to triumph? Amen. How many is glad He's working for you tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Lifetime contract. Praise the Lord. He is on our side. Jonathan had the confidence in the Lord. And I like again, it doesn't matter whether it be many, it doesn't matter whether it be few. So in other words, we can look at that today. It doesn't matter whether it's a headache or cancer. God can take care of it. Whatever we've gone through in this life, amen, we'll not see anything, go through anything any worse or anything compared to what our Lord and Savior went through. It's not going to happen. But one scripture says, that, I believe it's Paul was saying, that He would make a way of escape. He said He wouldn't put more on us than what we could bear, except He would make a way of escape. And that's not word for word, but that's the meaning of that scripture. Whatever comes against us, He will make a way. How many is glad we're serving a way maker? Praise God. A sea walker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many is glad for Him tonight? Do you believe He's working for you? Praise God. So if you're here tonight and you're down and discouraged and maybe this thing's come against us, maybe this is for the future. We don't know what we're going to face. But I tell you what, church, even when things go wrong, God's working for you. You know, they proclaimed, kill all little male babies. Take care of them. Kill them. Get rid of them. You'd think that was a bad thing, wouldn't you? But God had a plan. They proclaimed to Daniel's day that there'd be no more praying, that when the music, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the music began to play, that to bow down, and Nebuchadnezzar wasn't going to do it, didn't do it. God still had a plan. He delivered from the fire. He took delivered through the lines. And folks, He will deliver today. The very absolute key to this victorious walk is trusting Him in such a way that we can walk daily with Him. Sister Geneva, I enjoyed your testimony. Enjoyed all the testimonies, but I appreciate Sister Geneva, amen, getting up and telling what the Lord has done and that victory that's in her life. How many can say that God's a victorious God? Glory! He don't want these soldiers like this telling about what the Lord's doing. The devil didn't want that, but I'm praising God for what He's doing, aren't you? He is working in our midst, praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and praise for victory. Praise God. I want to ask you to stand with us tonight. If they would come get a song. If you're here tonight and you need the Lord to work for you, I believe this would be a good time. You might think that you've prayed too many times and just keep coming back and praying for the same thing. That's just the devil trying to discourage you. We got to keep on pressing. We got to keep on praying. How many knows that tonight? Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, tonight, thank you for this service. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. The times you've heard and answered prayers. Lord, I praise you right now that you are working for us, even when we don't see it, even when we don't even feel it, you're working for us. Lord, touch lives in this place, and I'll praise you for it. I'll thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah.